The Max Life Field Guide. Visionary versus integrator. Do you actually need one? A visionary sees what the business could become and drives new ideas, relationships, and direction. An integrator turns that vision into daily execution, running the operation, holding the team accountable, and clearing the founder's plate. Most growing businesses eventually need both, because a founder trying to be both at once ends up doing neither well. You need an integrator when your ideas keep outrunning your team's ability to execute them, and the right one is chosen for presence and trust before skill, since the role only works if the founder actually hands over real authority, not just tasks. Two different jobs, and most founders are doing both badly. A visionary generates the ideas, spots the opportunities, sells the future. An integrator makes today's business actually work. The systems run, the team knows what winning looks like, the fires get handled before they reach the founder's desk. Both jobs are real, and both are full-time. Almost every founder starts out doing both, and almost every founder eventually hits the point where doing both means doing neither well. You'll know you're there when your best ideas start dying in your own inbox. Not because they're bad ideas, because there's no one whose actual job is turning them into next steps. What an integrator actually does. Jeremy Bergeron holds this role for Lior Weinstein, a serial founder scaling several ventures at once, and he describes the job with an unusual comparison. If three people had a baby, it would be Rick Rubin, Brené Brown, and Matt Mokari. That's how I describe my role as chief of staff. Presence, emotional honesty, and operating structure combined into one seat. Notice what's missing from that list. Task management. An integrator isn't a better organized assistant. The job is closer to what Jeremy calls witnessing, being present enough across enough of the business to know what the founder needs before the founder has said it out loud. Presence comes before productivity. Jeremy didn't get the role by pitching a resume. He asked for 30 days, unpaid, sitting in on every meeting with no clear deliverable. I want you to give me 30 days. I don't want you to pay me anything. Just add me to all of your meetings because I have no clue. I want to audit everything you're up to. That month wasn't about proving competence. It was about listening closely enough to hear the gap the founder hadn't named. Jeremy noticed Lior had deal flow, but nobody translating it into throughput. And he heard it in what wasn't being said as much as what was. He's given me the keys to everything. He's like, here, these are the keys to my whole life. I trust you with my wife, my children, my businesses. That's the actual qualification for the role, not credentials. Trust that gets built by paying attention before being asked to. Hire for empathy first, horsepower second. The instinct is to hire an integrator the way you'd hire an operator. Resume, track record, can they run a P&L? Jeremy's founder looks for something upstream of all that. Empathy and compassion come first, competence second, because the role depends on the team trusting the person holding it, not just respecting their output. The filter Jeremy uses when he's building his own team is blunt. Could you see yourself working with this person for years, not just for this project? We laughingly say we're hiring for a lifetime. A visionary integrator relationship that only survives one hard quarter isn't the real thing yet. What it frees the founder to actually do, before Jeremy, Lior had ideas outrunning capacity. With a trusted integrator running point, the founder could take on more risk and more ventures at once, because someone else was translating vision into throughput in real time. That's the actual return on the role. Not fewer hours worked, more of the founder's hours spent on the thing only they can do. Here's the part founders don't expect. Ben has watched clients successfully hand off the operating work and then still feel off, because they filled the calendar gap with guilt instead of with their own real job. The blank space in your calendar is causing guilt and anxiety. You've isolated down to your visionary role, but we haven't replaced that time with the right thinking activities. Getting an integrator doesn't automatically give you back your time. It gives you back the responsibility to actually use it on vision, not just relief from the operating load. How to know if you need one? A short list of signs, and one of them is usually enough on its own. Your ideas are outrunning your team's execution. You keep generating direction faster than anyone can turn it into a next step, and things quietly stall between the meeting and the follow-through. You're the one holding the operating rhythm together. If you disappeared for 2 weeks, the meetings, the standards, the follow-up would slip because you're the connective tissue, not a system. You resent the parts of the job that used to energize you. Vision work feels like a luxury you don't have time for anymore because operations keep eating the whole week. You've hired operators before, but never one you fully trusted with judgment calls. Task delegation happened. Real authority never did. The relationship, not just the hire. The mistake is treating this as a job requisition instead of a relationship you're building on purpose. An integrator who's handed tasks but never real trust ends up as an expensive assistant, checking in constantly because nothing was actually delegated. An integrator who's given real authority from day one, the way Lior gave Jeremy the keys, can absorb the operating weight a founder was never built to carry alone. Building that kind of trust doesn't happen through a job description. It happens the way Jeremy built it: close attention, real stakes, and a founder willing to hand over more than tasks. If you're not ready to hand over that much, the honest answer is you're not ready to hire the role yet. You're ready to hand off pieces of it, which is a different, smaller step. Where to start this week? List the last 5 ideas you had that never turned into action. Look for the pattern. Were they good ideas with nowhere to land? Ask honestly whether you're the connective tissue holding daily operations together. If you vanished for 2 weeks, what would slip? If you already have someone in an operating role, ask whether they have real authority or just tasks. Name one decision you could hand them completely this month. If you're hiring, weight the interview toward trust and presence, not just track record. Ask what they noticed in a past role that nobody told them to look for. Once the operating load lifts, write down what you'll actually do with the freed time. An empty calendar isn't the win. What fills it is,